Good morning. This morning, joy is a choice. We have a choice this morning. We thank you. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, joy is a choice, and we thank you this morning. We choose to be joyful this morning. Lord, when we feel joyless, we must praise and remember you, Lord, because you are the author and finisher of our life. I am so grateful this morning. I thank you for whatever we have done. We continue to pray this morning. Lord, let us pray for our two co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weathers, for their vision for this master's call this morning that connected all of us together. We pray for our prayer warrior this morning, and we pray for the guests that joined us this morning. They didn't think it was not Robert to be with us. Lord, we honor our Diaz de Leon family for connecting us all together with artist life, Lord. We thank you for helping us with our health worldwide. We praise God for everyone that comes to it. We pray for every sick and shut in this morning. Lord, visit the nursing home this morning. They need you this morning, Lord Jesus. We can't thank you enough. We pray for the bereaving family this morning. We give thanks and we give praise for a special guest, Lord, my good friend, Reverend Dr. Wendell Foster, went home to be with the Lord yesterday morning, Lord. Lord Jesus, we pray for him this morning. Pray for his family this morning, Lord, that they may see comfort in you. We also stay prayed up for Reverend Dupree and his daughter leaving to be with him the day before. Father God, we thank you this morning. We thank for everyone, that anyone that's having a bereaving family this morning, the comfort this morning. They need you, Lord. They need you this morning. God, help us to be a part of loving each and everyone. We thank you. We reach out to you, Lord. We reach out to people that need you. God, we love you and we adore you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Cynthia. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Take me away.
All right. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Minister Cynthia Cox, for seating and greeting everyone this morning, and I too choose joy. Hallelujah, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. And thank you again, Minister Kalen. I'm saying again, I've thanked you in the spirit, so I'm thanking you again for, I'm telling you, bringing us before the presence of the Lord. Lord, I belong to you. It is so, I'm telling you, so honoring to have a young person come before the Lord and usher us in before his presence. Thank you again. And good morning, good morning, good morning, TMC family, friends, and newcomers. So good to have you on a call this morning. My name is Brenda Terrell. I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs. And I, along with Minister Cynthia, say welcome to our telecommunication sanctuary. Let me share a little bit about what this call is all about. Well, it started back in October 2010 by our dynamic women of God, and they are our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, who we call Miss Super Fantastic, and Dr. Dimples, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we lovingly call our Mother Eagle. And we're so thankful that they said yes to the Master. And with that, they stood on God's word, and it is Psalm 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Now, our mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So we're here every Monday through Friday at this particular time, and we come on 20 minutes before the hour, and I'm telling you, we're going into a time of praise and worship. So come on and join us every day, as well as invite others to do so. Now, we do have a website. It's www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. And you'll notice that all the messages have been archived there, yes, for the last past 4 years. And I said 4 years, 9 years almost. And we're so thankful to God for that, as well as the bios of our speakers. Now, our theme for this year is in 2019, God's hand of justice, integrity, and truth in me, individually and corporately, will clearly be seen. Now, many of you might say, yes, I want to be a part of this ministry. I want to serve. I want to be a blessing. You can greet, as Minister Cynthia did so graciously. You can host, which is what I'm doing. Then you may even have a word that you want to share. send some information to us at info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And you can also send your prayer requests as well as your praise reports to that same email address, info@themasterscall.net. Now, what brought us all together is this phenomenal company, health and wellness company, Artist International, which was established by Antonio Diaz de Leon over 30 years ago, and we are now Artist Life, and we definitely have some wonderful, wonderful health and wellness products. Get with the person that invited you to the call, and they'll be more than happy to share more information with you. Now, also, we have what we call the new morning motivational call every Monday through Friday right after this call. And today is Awareness Wednesday with the Dynamic Flanagans. I'm telling you, you will be thrilled to hear what these products are doing for everyone today. That number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-POUND, 294-617-POUND. So you definitely want to get on to hear Awareness Wednesday. Now, also, if you do need a bypass number, just in case you are trying to get charged by your provider, that bypass you dial first is 716-293-9707. That's 716-293-9707. And there is a wind of excitement because many have already won the trip to Puerto La Vida. So we say congratulations to all the winners, and the momentum is high. So we're so excited for all of you. Now what we're going to do is go on to our speaker of the hour, because we have a dynamic woman of God who is definitely no stranger to this call. As a matter of fact, she's been with this call ever since its inception, and we're so thankful to God for her yes to the Master. This woman of God has been a blessing to so many. She is, she lives on the Southern California coast. She is a woman of God who loves to sing unto the Lord. She is our songbird, one of our songbirds, but she started us off because she's been with this great ministry since the beginning. She is the daughter of Ural and Patricia Lauderdale, who are living with the Lord right now. She is the middle child of three, and she is a mother of the phenomenal Kalon Taj Williams. She is currently employed at the city of Culver City. She is a saved, sanctified, and filled with the Spirit of God. She is single, saved, and sanctified. She loves the Lord with all her heart. She is a person who loves to encourage, travel, support others, and especially her phenomenal son, Kalon. She believes that she should raise up a child in the way he should go, and that she has done because he is a phenomenal young man who is attending college. We're so thankful to God that she stands on God's word, and she knows the Jeremiah 29:11 plan for her life, and she's walking in it as God directs her. She stands on God's word, Psalm 34:19, where it says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. We introduce to some, present to others, our phenomenal woman of God in Inglewood, California, Minister Tiffany Paris Lauderdale. Are you there, Minister Tiffany?
Good morning, Minister Brenda. I am here. Are you able to hear me loud and clear?
Yes, I can, woman of God. Take it away.
Amen. To God be the glory. Thank you so much, Minister Brenda, for hosting us this morning, for definitely that welcome of who I am and who I am to this, the Master's Call, to Minister Cynthia Cox from the Bronx, New York. Thank you so much for seating us and greeting us this morning and for opening us up in prayer. And thank you for the tag. Yes, joy is a choice, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. And whatever we do today, we will not let anything or anybody steal our joy. To Psalmist Kaylin, thank you so much for letting us know that, yes, we belong to him. He belongs to us. And definitely thank you for allowing him to use you to usher in his presence here, usher us into his presence here on the Master's Call. May God continue to increase you and elevate you as you continue to overflow in the things that he has for your life. To each and every single one of you who I serve with here on the Master's Call, God bless you, thank you, and I love you more. And for each of you who have called into this telecommunication sanctuary that my sister Benita so delightfully tagged this call, I thank you, because if you didn't join us here each morning, then we would not be here for 9 years. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Each and every day that I dial into this line to Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, because if it wasn't for their yes, then we wouldn't be here today. So to God be the glory, and we bless him, we praise him, we give him the honor that is due to him. And so, Father, I just thank you for this another day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we just thank you for allowing us to wake up into a new day that you made, God. And so we will rejoice and be glad on it this fourth day of September of 2019, definitely a new season as we are fasting and surrendering and giving everything to you, God. We ask right now in the name of Jesus that you would have your way, and I ask that you would have your way in each of us. But right now I'm asking that you would especially have your way in me, that you would allow Tiffany Parise Lauderdale to decrease so that you can increase in me, and that what you have said to me, that it would go forth, not by me, but by the greatness that's inside of me. And these things I decree and declare. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. So, TMC family, your identity in Christ is very important. Your identity in Christ is important. So back in July, I began this series. I believe it was on July the 10th, if you go back to the website, the July 10th or the 11th, and then maybe somewhere around the 26th of July. And I believe, again, the last message was maybe around the 8th or the 7th of August. But if you go back onto the masterscall.net website, then you can go back to the beginning of this series. And the Lord still has me on this, and maybe really not so much for each of you, but I do believe he is speaking to me loudly and clearly in this season, so that I am not hearing voices from the past that may have been in my mind and in my head. He wants me to know who I am in him, and he wants me to know that I am his. Yes, Minister Kaylin, you said this morning, I belong to him and he belongs to me. Yes, I belong to him and he belongs to me. And so as we are entering into this new month, the ninth month, can you believe it? We're in the ninth month of the year, and I'll go back to the title. Yes, yes, yes. I'll go and say the title. I can hear you say, well, what is the title of the message today? Well, the title of this message today is, again, I am who I am. I am who I am. No more identity theft. I am who I am. No more identity theft. See, many times we allow people to steal our identity. Many times we allow our own self to steal our identity in Christ. And why do I say our own selves? Because so many times we doubt who God says that we are. Many times we speak against his plans for us out of our own mouth. Remember, life and death is in the power of the tongue. Let us turn to the word of God. Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 3 reads, "Since then you have been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. 2, set your mind on things above, not on earthly things. 3, for you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God." Thank you, Lord, for your word. So in that scripture, it says, set your thoughts. Set your heart on things above, not on these earthly things, not on these earthly words, but who did God create you to be? I had the opportunity this weekend to go and see, and I'm not going to tell you because I want you to go see it, the movie called The Overcomer. And when I tell you that they started talking about identity, knowing who you are and knowing whose you are, it was so clear to me why God was speaking this to me back in July. So many people I see each and every single day walking around wondering, who am I? Why was I created here? What is it that I'm supposed to do? What is it that I'm supposed to say? How am I going to figure it out? I am so tired of doing this way. Key, I am so tired of doing it my way. So if you have come to that point in your life where you are tired of doing it your way, why not try? Or why not do it? Let's cancel the word try out. Why not do it his way? For he knows the plans that he has for you. Plans to prosper you and to give you a hope, he says in Jeremiah 29:11. So won't you allow him to orchestrate you to where you need to be? Won't you allow him to speak to you as you allow other people to speak to you and they have told you who you are not? Why don't you just simply pick up the word of God and let him tell you who you are? So I'm going to give you a few scriptures today to let you know what your identity is in Christ Jesus. Like I said, you're going to have to go back because there's so many scriptures on who we are and our identity in the Bible, but I'm just going to go over a few for the sake of time. John 1:12 says, "Yet to all who did not receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God." So we are children of God. And say to yourself right now, I am a child of God. I am a child of God. And nobody can take that away from you. Why? Because greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. In Ephesians 1:5 says that he predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ in accordance with his pleasure and will. We are predestined. Maybe we are not where we're supposed to be, but it's okay because we serve a God who forgives us. And we serve a God who, when we take some time to rest in him, he will speak to us loudly and clearly without hesitation. For I am thankful and grateful that he speaks to us at all times. The question is, are we listening? Are we listening to what he is saying to us? Because he is speaking loudly and clearly to each of us, his children. Romans 15:7 says, accept one another, then just as Christ accepted you in order to bring praise to God. So we are accepted. Many times we feel rejected by things. Maybe we go into a place of employment and you don't fit in with the clique that's there, and the clique that's there is the clique that doesn't even know who Jesus is, but maybe God put you there to be a light and to show them who Jesus is. But because you're so caught up in your feelings and your emotions that you don't even realize that you are just simply on assignment, and it's okay that you're not liked. It's okay that you're talked about. It's okay that you don't get invited to go to the places that everybody else goes. Why? Because you're on assignment and because you're different. You're not supposed to fit in. Be not conformed of this world, he says, right? So we have to trust God even when we don't see what he's doing. But that means that our faith needs to be activated. Colossians 2:9-10 says, for in Christ all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form. And in Christ you have been brought to fullness. He is the head over every power and authority. So continue to be the light. You are the light. You are the light. If Jesus is the light of the world, so are you. Why? Because you are attached to him. Because you have accepted him and you believed him and you received him. You walk with him. You talk with him. You honor him. You give him glory. You give him your worship. You give him your praise. And you've made him the head of your life. So trust what he has for you and know who you are in him. 1 Corinthians 6:17 says, but whoever is united with the Lord is one with him in spirit. Romans 6:6 says, for we know that our old self was crucified with him so that the body ruled by sin may be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin. See, when God does a new thing in you, he has washed everything away. We are good for bringing up our past to ourselves, and others are good for bringing our past up to us. But sometimes you just got to shut that down. When people do that to you, get away from them. That is toxic. No toxic relationships. No identity theft and deceit. Walk into the great, fearfully and wonderfully made person that God has created you to be. Genesis 1:27 says, so God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. He created you for a purpose, for a plan. Jeremiah 1:5 says, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. You don't have to fit in because he set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. Are you walking in to the steps that have already been predestined for your life? And 1 Peter 2:9 says, but you are a chosen people. Hallelujah. A royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Yes. Do we know our identity in him? Do we know who we are? Do we know whose we are? Do we know who we are? And do we know whose we are? That's something to think about, Master's Call family. That's something to think about. And when you start thinking about it and you start meditating on the word of who God says you are, you feel like Superman. You feel like Wonder Woman. You are unstoppable. You are unmovable. And you are secure in Jesus. So walk into who God created you to be. Don't let anybody steal your identity. Decree and declare each and every single day, I am who he says I am. I am who he says I am. Back over to you, Minister Brent.
Well, glory to God, glory to God. Thank you so much, Minister Tiffany. I am who he says I am. I will be calling you back to close us out with a benediction. Let's give God some praise and glory, and let's pray over our prayer requests. Spirit of the living God, we thank you for this day, this season, and this hour, O God. We look to you, Father, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. And Father God, we thank you for your word that have told us, Lord, and even through your messenger this morning, our minister Tiffany Songbird Lauderdale, that we are who God says we are. And that means we are the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We thank you that we're heirs and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. We glorify you, Father, that you have made the way. And that way, Father, is the way of success because, Lord, you have already given us the victory. We ask that you restore and replenish Minister Tiffany, Father, as she poured out to us, O God. We ask that you keep her in perfect peace as her mind stays on you. We ask that you continue to strengthen her and her son in every capacity of their lives. We glorify you, Father, for doing the work, not by might nor by power, but it's by your spirit. We glorify you, O God, for touching every person that's having challenges with their health. We call them healed by the blood of the Lamb. And we thank you, Father God, for comforting those who are going through bereavement times, oh God. We know, Father, nobody can comfort like you can. So we thank you in advance for doing the work according to your will and according to your way. We thank you for artist life in its entirety, Father God. We thank you for all those that have worked so hard and diligently to make the trip, Father God, and we ask that you continue to bless them in every way, Father God. We thank you for every person on this call. We ask that you continue to strengthen them, minister to them, bless them, Father God, in every area of their lives. In Jesus' name, we say hallelujah and amen. Well, surely, you want to share this powerful message with someone today. That playback number is 712-432-1085. The pin is the same, 957-677-POUND. Again, 712-432-1085. The pin is the same, 957-677-POUND. Remember, this is our second day of our quarterly fast, and we are going before the Lord with prayer and fasting, believing and trusting for great and mighty things. It's not too late to join us, and to do so, you could call Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, and that number is 586-747-8000. 586-747-8000. And again, Awareness Wednesday is right up next. On the topic will be on autism, and our power couple of health, Miss Queen Victoria and Mr. Reggie Flanagan, they will be sharing with us on autism. That number again is 712-770-4005. The pin is 294-617-POUND. Again, Minister Kalen, Psalmist Kalen, thank you so much for ushering us before the presence of the Lord. And Minister Cynthia, thank you again for seating and greeting everyone and tagging today, Choose Joy. And again, Minister Tiffany Parise Lauderdale, thank you for this wonderful message to let us know that we are who God says we are. Would you please come back and close us out with the benediction?
Amen. To God be the glory. I ask that you would Google You Say. It's a song, You Say. I'm not going to sing it. You Say by Lauren Daigle, D-A-I-G-L-E. And just know that if you believe what Jesus says of you, just believe. So, Father, we thank you that we know our identity in you. We thank you that we know whose we are and that we belong to you, God. So we ask as we go through this day, Father, that we go along with you, that thy kingdom come, thy will be done here on earth as it is in heaven in each of our lives on this day and forevermore. And we'll be forever grateful to give your name the glory, the honor, and all the praise. And these things I decree and declare. And we say that we are yours and we know who we are in you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen and amen. We'll look forward to hearing each one of you back on the line tomorrow. Have a blessed day, and don't let anybody steal your joy. It's a joy. Bye for now.